It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bork, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's poem is from Second Line Home, New Orleans Poems by Mona Lisa Saloy. Mona Lisa Saloy teaches at Dillard University in New Orleans. The day Alzheimer's showed. Daddy, what's wrong? His Creole cheeks burnt rouge. Victor, he's leaving the family. Daddy, who's Victor? Is it the vegetable man who brings you jokes and brown paper bags of potatoes and corn from his neighborhood garden? Ashley broke his heart. Ashley? Terry's baby girl? Come on, Daddy, how's that possible? And who is Victor? His hazel eyes are steely blue, like the Scottish plaid flannel shirt he wears, his Marlboro hard pack standing at attention in his upper breast pocket on the left, an easy reach between coughs and near beer of O'Doul's in the can, cold as Canada or the French Alps after snowfall. At the doorway, a strawberry appears, her wig backwards, half-dressed, bleeding from her lip like she kissed more than two fists. Daddy jumps up, answers with me over his shoulder. She tries to push her way inside. I shut both doors. Who was that, Daddy? Pacone, he shrugs, floating in and out of Creole. Ashley. Should have had a cold one with me. That woman ain't his wife, nohow. A TV commercial boasts the softness of ivory detergent, towels floating like clouds in the heavens. Music blares the Bill Bell theme song. 2 feet from my daddy's easy chair, his eyes drift. He sits up straight, his mid-80s body heavy, with Marlboro smoke, turns his head, looks at me sternly, the way Victor just did on The Young and the Restless.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bork.